Let's head out to the Big Ten tournament where our man Dick Girardi is getting ready for a little Penn State action. DJ, what do you say, brother?
Anthony, how are you, pal?
Good. What do you think of your boys, your squad?
Well, it's interesting. They're playing as well as anybody in the league and really have for like 6 weeks. I mean, you know what happened in the first half of the season?
They lost
9 Big Ten games in the last 30 seconds. It was like whatever could go wrong did go wrong. But, yeah, they really played well, and they've been pounding a lot of teams. And this is the second season in a row where teams start to get tired. I mean, you've seen that. This team is in incredible physical shape where everybody else is dragging. I mean, they're playing better and faster, and I mean, their defense has been just getting after people game after game. So they're actually favored in this game tonight. They're a 3-point favorite over Minnesota, which is the 7th seed, and I think that just tells you how well they're playing right now.
Yeah. So you like the Knicks tonight. Who knows? Like, you know, it's funny. We were talking about the conference tourneys and how important that they can portend to the NCAAs next week. You know, I remember. You remember when UConn wasn't even in the picture, and they got hot, and they won the Big East, and they went up winning the whole thing.
Yeah, they won 5 in a row with Kemba Walker and that crew in 2011, and then won 6 more. They won 11 in a row. It was crazy, and then they ended up beating Butler in that hideous final in Houston.
Yes,
but yeah,
yes.
Think about that. I mean, they were not even in it. They had to win 5 in 5 days, and then they won 6 more.
So let's do a little bracketology for a second. First, Let's start with the local teams, and do you think who can get to the Sweet 16? Think Villanova can get to the Sweet 16?
You know, look, am I as confident as I was last year in 2016? No, because they've obviously lost so much talent to the NBA. So a lot of it, and you and I have had this conversation many times, is just going to depend on the matchups. Who are they going to get to play? You know, where are they playing them? In recent years, they've had obviously great draws because they've been in the East. They've been a high seed. That's not going to be the case. They could be anywhere this year and play some team that they're completely unfamiliar with. But you know what they have going for them? Unbelievable NCAA tournament experience. I mean, Phil Booth has played, and let me think about this, 14 NCAA games. I mean,
that's outrageous.
It can't be anybody that's played more than he has. And obviously, Eric Pascal got to play in 6 of them last year, 2 the year before. Gillespie was in 6 last year, and that's huge. So whoever they're playing against, they're almost certainly going to have more NCAA tournament experience. So that gives them an edge. But look, the talent just isn't there like it has been. And I think the league is way down. I just don't think the Big East is nearly as good as it has been. So it's just a little harder to judge how it's going to play out for them this year than in recent years.
And when they went through that little rough spot, you could almost see that coming. Because, first of all, Jay's done an amazing year. When you lose what he's lost and still be able to overcome that and have this kind of season,
I'm with you. Yeah, I'm with you, Anthony, because they weren't expecting to lose 2 of the players. I mean, look, they knew Bridges and Brunson were going. But they weren't expected to lose DiVincenzo. He wasn't going to go anywhere until he won nuts in the tournament. So he wasn't able to recruit to replace those guys. So the fact that he was able to do this again, and remember how they started? I mean, they get blown out by Michigan, lose to Furman at home, and then you said they had the rough patch. But yeah, you're right. He's done another amazing job. They just have a way of playing that's incredibly successful. And regardless of who the players are, they play that way. And 2 out of the last 3 championships speak for themselves.
Talking to Dick Girardi live from the Big Ten tournament, getting ready for a little Penn State basketball. So just looking at bracketology by our friend Joe Lunardi, and he's got Temple having to face Buffalo, which would be a nightmare because Buffalo's really good. Buffalo's dangerous.
Very. Yeah, I mean, look, they were in the tournament last year and blew away Arizona with DeAndre Ayton, who was the number 1 pick in the draft. Didn't just win the game, they annihilated them.
Yeah.
And they're having a better season this year than last. They have some really high quality wins. They beat Syracuse up there. So yeah, they're really good. All of us want to see A. Temple get in for all the obvious reasons, Philly team. But mostly for Dunk. And I talked to Dunk about this about a year ago. He said really the only thing he's missing, he'd like to have a nice long run of the tournament, and wouldn't it be cool in his last go-round with the Owls if this was it? And they've had a great year. They've won all the close games, and they have a lot of guys with a lot of experience. So, again, it'll depend on the matchups. But it's cool that they're – it looks like they're in it. I don't know why they wouldn't be in it at this stage, but, you know, go ahead and win a few games at Memphis just to make sure.
Yeah, you know what? Listen, they got guard play. And one thing about Temple, hey, when you got that dynamic backcourt, you know this tournament's all about guard play.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's, and the fact that Shiz just kind of controls the whole pace of the game. And when it's late in the game, you're going to give him the ball. He's not missing free throws.
No.
I mean, it's just unreal from the foul line, and he doesn't give it up. So, yeah, and that's the kind of games they're figured to be in at a tournament. They're not a team that's in a position to blow a lot of people out, I wouldn't think. So I think that's one of the reasons why they won so many of these close games, because your point, the guard play is so good.
Dick, when we're looking at certain teams, give me some of the teams that are on your radar. We were talking about conference tournaments, and 12 times the last 20 years, the NCAA champion won its conference tournament, and five other times they've gone to the final. So hot team is always dangerous. Now, obviously, there's a lot of good teams, blue blood teams in there, but still, the hot teams there. Who are you looking at right now for this weekend to keep an eye out who could make some noise in the tournament?
Yeah, I would look really closely at the SEC. I think that's a lot better league than people realize. I don't know what's going to happen with LSU now and their coach. He's got issues of his own here, but they're incredibly talented. Tennessee, Kentucky, we know about. So, yeah, I would get a sense of watch that all the way through and see which one of those top teams seems to be peaking, and that might be a team you can get all the way to Minneapolis. That's certainly, again, that's a league. We don't see it as much. Obviously, up here, we see the ACC, we see the Big East, we see the Big Ten. But, yeah, I think that's a league to keep an eye on for sure.
Yeah, that Kentucky team, man, it's gotten better and better and better and better. Just like Cal. It's amazing. Every year, Cal does the same thing.
Yeah, he's trying to peak in March. I mean, look, he doesn't need to do anything but win in the NCAA, right? I mean, it doesn't matter what happens in November. I mean, remember they played Duke? They lost by 100 in that game back at the beginning of the year, but it doesn't mean anything. I think, you know, I talked about this a while back. I don't watch a lot of college hoops in November and December other than like the Big Ten or the teams that Penn State's going to play, because it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
The teams change so much.
Yeah,
like January and February. I found that out years ago. I used to get deceived by stuff I saw then, and then I'd remember it and try to use it and to evaluate, and I was just wrong. Everything changes, and especially now. And there's some coaches that are legendary for getting their teams to peak at the right time.
Well, yeah, Izzo, for sure. They saw that beat Michigan last week. What do you think of the Big Ten? Who do you like coming out of the Big Ten?
I think it's a good league without any great teams. I don't see a national championship team in here. I'm not even sure I see a Final Four team.
No.
You know what it is? From 1 through 14, it's by far the best since I've been here, since doing the Penn State game. There's no team you go. Other than Northwestern, they're not very good, but there's really no teams that you just walk in and go, well, this team can't beat this team.
Right.
So from that standpoint, it's been interesting to watch. But, yeah, I mean, Michigan State's down two starters. I think Ward is now coming back. I think he's going to play tomorrow against Ohio State. But Langford's gone for the year. I don't know when Charles Matthews is coming back from Michigan. And Matt Painter is the coach of the year at Purdue, and he should have been. He lost four senior starters and 5,000 points, and they won the Big Ten.
That's unbelievable. And they could still score the basketball. Like, they're still a team. It's amazing, man. You know, they know how to score. They're up and down. They could score the points.
Yeah, and you know what? They're unbeatable at home. That might be one of the best home court advantages in the country. But on the road, they're just okay. They were actually 6-5 at one point this year. And to get that team to do what they did is really just a totally amazing. Because Carson Edwards is the only guy back from that group last year that was so good. They got all these new starters. Yeah, he just got away about them. And if you ever get a chance, I know you've seen a lot of games at a lot of gyms. Mackey Arena in West Lafayette, that is an awesome place.
Yeah, I've never been there.
Basketball game. Yeah, it's like 50 years old. It's built in the late 60s, and it's just like one deck. With the ceiling is very low, and
that's
the noise
cool.
has no place to go.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Hey, any off the radar teams like that we saw with Illinois Chicago last year at Sister Jean.
I haven't seen that team yet. If that team is around, it has escaped my notice. But yeah. I got the DVR running this weekend.
Oh, you'll be busy this weekend, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'll be watching. I don't know. Hopefully, I'll be out here for a while.
That's right.
Speaking of Purdue, that's who they'll play tomorrow night in the quarterfinals.
Oh, that'll be interesting.
And they played them two really good games. They actually had them beat at home. They were up two with like under 10 seconds left. Lamar Stevens went to the basket. Unfortunately, got fouled, but they haven't missed the call, and they lost in overtime. And then they led through the first half out at Purdue. Again, where nobody won all year.
Yeah.
So if they get to that game, this is about a 50-50 game tonight. They played Minnesota like 2 months ago out there, lost by a point on a Saturday night. So they can.
Well, to your point, they're playing well, man.
They really are playing well.
Patrick's got them playing. Yep. Patrick Chambers got them playing like really good ball over the last month, over the last 3 weeks.
And Lamar Stevens, who graduated from Roman Catholic, first team All Big Ten. He's now the fifth leading scorer in Penn State history, and he's only a junior. He's got another year left.
Hey, and real quick, Dick, because I know you're going to do your pregame show. I want to ask you, Sixers, and what's your overall general feeling about this team? Because you're a round ball man.
I'm confused, frankly. Obviously, when Embiid is there and he's really good, they're incredibly dangerous. But you know what bothers me, Anthony? When they get in those games against the better teams, as great as Joel is, he always just seems to get tired at the end of those games.
Yeah.
And you can double team him. He makes some kind of mistakes. And you know the playoffs are going to be like that.
Yeah.
And to have all these new players, and obviously the talent is there, to have Brett Brown try to figure this all out in, what, 6 weeks?
Yeah.
From the time everybody got there. I'm not saying they can't do it because I think they could. But, I mean, every series – even the first one potentially is going to be difficult. So I mean, the East is no longer just Cleveland and everybody else. There's actually like real teams. Milwaukee's legit, obviously. Toronto.
You might have to play Brooklyn, which already plays tough.
And they're legitimately. I mean, it's amazing what they've done up there. But that is a dangerous squad. There is no question about it. So, I wish I had an answer. I don't. But it is fun to have like NBA basketball.
It's great having him back. It is so much fun having him back. Listen, Dick, thank you so much, my brother. Enjoy it. We'll be talking next week, going over the brackets. Hopefully you get a long run for the Knicks out there.
Sounds good. Thanks, Anthony. See you, buddy.
There he is, Dick Girardi, one of the great college basketball guys. Great hoop man as we geek it out here on Cousins Corner. The one thing that Dick brought up about the Sixers, and it's true, Joel is an incredible, obviously I don't have to tell you how great he is, right? I don't have to tell you just how utterly generational he is.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.